I'm Stacey Cohen on San Diego's number one for new country, KSON.
It's 6:44 with John and Tammy in the morning.
75 at the coast and 80 inland.
All right, Steve, you were on a plane with Eric Estrada, Ponch from Chips. First question, are his teeth still as white as they were on the TV show?
Yeah, and his hairline, you know, he looks the exact same. Just a little bit older. Some crow's feet in there.
And that's a good brush with fame, dude. Ponch from Chips. Well done.
And he was kind of big time in the stewardesses too. Just FYI.
When he called the stewardesses, he'd go, Seven Mary Three. We got.
Yeah, he didn't do that, but he was kind of. I mean, I fully expected him to say, "Don't you know who I am?"
Oh no.
He said expected, so whether he did or not, I don't know.
Francis, who was your airplane brush with fame?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It was Carlos Santana.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was coming back from Amsterdam, of course. It's kind of funny.
I know why we're laughing at that.
he was in our terminal, and so he boarded the plane. We were all kind of out of it, and then we saw him. Well, my friend saw him. She's like, "Do you know who that was?" And I was like, "No, I'm so out of it." She's like, "I think it's Santana." And I was like, "Carlos Santana?" So I looked up, and of course, he's wearing this coat with like angel wings on the back. I'm like, "Dude, that's got to be him." Well, when we get on the plane, we pass through first class, and he's sitting right there. I'm like, "Oh my God." So we went and we threw our stuff down, and then we ran back to get like autographs, and he sat with us while, you know, everybody was boarding, and they were nice enough to let us do that. And you know, after, you know, they told us, "Okay, go back to your seats." We had a layover in Newark, New Jersey, and we were in the same terminal. He sat there with us. We talked for about 2 hours,
wow.
And he ended up giving us tickets to his next show here in San Diego.
Okay, that's a great brush with fame.
It was awesome.
I bet it was. Thanks,
no
Francis.
Wow. I wish he would have offered her some shoes.
My dad and mom went to Hawaii once. Well, that's right. Santana's got the big shoe line, doesn't
he? Mm-hmm. He makes really nice women's shoes, yeah.
Well, he doesn't. His name is on.
Yes.
Really
well,
nice pair.
Yeah.
Are they spendy? Super spendy?
Not super spendy. Some pairs could be, I suppose.
Tam and I were sitting on a plane not near Eli Manning because he was in first class.
Right.
And we were, well, not in first class. But yes, he was on our plane. And that is the most famous person we've ever seen on an airplane. How about you, Tim?
Yeah, I ran into Elijah Wood in the waiting line for a plane one time. And I knew who he was right away, and I turned around, and I was like, "Hey, you look like that dude off of Lord of the Rings." Except that guy was a lot shorter, and he turned at me, and he goes, "Yeah, I get that a lot."
So he wasn't as short as you expected.
Oh, no. I mean, they put all the special effects and stuff in the TV, but...
No, yeah, but no. I mean, because I know.
Really
no, that's not what I meant. It's just usually when you meet famous people... That's not what I meant. Well, usually when you meet famous people, they're always shorter than you expect.
Yeah,
I mean, I ran into Sylvester Stallone one time, and Arnold Schwarzenegger too. He looked a lot shorter than he does.
Yeah, they're both about, I think, about 4'3".
Oh.
True story.
Don't quote him on that.
Rocky had to stand in a box when he fought Mr. T in Rocky III.
Nice.
Did you know that?
Here we go.
John and Tammy in the morning on KSON.